Hello, this is John with Jesus' uplifting message for Saturday, October 29th, 2022. Today he is talking about our long journey home. Only love is real. As you are well aware, humanity is awakening right now. This is God's will. God's will for humanity, and God's will always comes to fruition as intended, and His will is always for eternal peace, joy, and harmonious cooperation throughout heaven. Reality. When you awaken and see the divine gardens of heaven, their brilliance and beauty will most joyfully astound you. To awaken is your divine and fully assured destiny. And the moment for that to happen is closer than you can possibly imagine. Renew your faith and trust in God regularly during your day, because doing so magnificently intensifies the power and effect of your individual human energy fields as they interact with each other all across planet Earth. Your presence in form now is an irreplaceable and essential aspect of the collective awakening process, and it is why you chose to be on Earth at this moment in the process. There are no accidents. Your presence on Earth as humans at this moment is the divine will of Mother, Father, God, and also, of course, your will. Even though as humans in form, it is almost impossible for you to be aware that your wills and the will of God are constantly in alignment. But yes, your collective wills are always in alignment with the will of God. Your response to that is most likely, how can that be when there is presently so much pain and suffering on earth, and when it has been like this throughout our entire history as humans? I will just remind you once more that what you are experiencing is unreal. You collectively chose but a moment ago to build and enter an unreal or dream environment where you could experience separation from Source, a state that is completely unreal and which cannot possibly exist. Because you have the power of God given freely and infinitely loving to you at the moment of your creation, along with your free will, you were able to build an hallucination, a dream or nightmare illusion of absolutely terrifying proportions, a vast sense of separation from Source. When you chose to engage with it by entering into it, you thought you were taking part in a harmless and amusing game. You really were not fully mindful of what you had chosen to do. Now you are experiencing the results of that insane choice, and which appear to you to have been the case for eons of time. And again, I remind you, it is unreal. Your awakening is your collective choice to dissolve that unreal environment and return to full awareness of your inseparable oneness with Mother, Father, God. Love. The magnificence and brilliance of that return to reality was divinely planned at the same moment that you chose to hide reality from yourselves, because God, in His infinite love and wisdom, knew that you would become totally lost in the experience that you had chosen to undergo and would be unable to find your way home without holy guidance. Wandering through that unreal environment, you came upon signs and indicators offering you guidance, guidance that initially you chose to ignore. Various holy ones or mystics have, on countless occasions over the eons, entered your dream to show you the way home, and some of them have been most highly revered by parts of the collective, and their words of guidance have been widely shared. Now, finally, that guidance is being widely followed as awareness that only love is real most rapidly intensifies. Love is what you are, each and every one of you. There are no exceptions. Those you might judge as unloving or worse are, in fact, just like everyone else, lost souls in the nightmare that they helped to build. Like you, they will awaken, although possibly not in the same moment as the collective majority, and they will be honored, as are you, for the suffering that they have undergone as they searched for the way home. Many of you have experienced the thought or the dogma of the necessity of being saved. However, all are already saved. To be saved is to awaken, and that has in truth already happened. It is just that the vast majority have not yet chosen to accept this divine truth, and so remain with their eyes closed. Your collective awakening is therefore a collective opening of your eyes to the love that you are, to the full awareness of the love that you are, to the full awareness of your inseparability from the oneness that is Mother, Father, God. That opening of your eyes, obviously this is a metaphor for something far more wondrous, is the moment when you reach the end of your earthly path and are most enthusiastically and most wholeheartedly welcomed home. The celebrations that have been planned for this ineffable moment will astound you. Many of you have, during your lives on earth, been welcomed home from overseas, from college, from hospital, or from long and painful separations, and have experienced wonder at the explosion of love you felt embracing you mightily and so extremely warmly from those loved ones welcoming you. Your joy and happiness on those occasions was probably quite overwhelming. Well, you are to be welcomed home to reality, home from a long and painful journey that has seemed endless for most of you, and you can have absolutely no idea at all of how amazing and wondrous that welcome will be. Prepare yourselves for joy that is beyond miraculous. And yet you cannot. It is impossible to prepare yourselves for the wonder of which all of you are essential parts, the wonder of oneness. Your loving brother, Jesus.